The Morris School District near Joliet spends a tad over $9,000 per student per year. Dimmock, about an hour south of Rockford, spends $19,000 per child. The Rondout District on the North Shore spends more than $31,000 per child. It's this wide swing that has earned Illinois the dubious honor of having the most inequitable school funding structure in America. How to fix it? Lawmakers are considering two different bills, one filed by Representative Will Davis, a Democrat from Homewood, and the other by Senator Jason Berrickman, a Republican from Bloomington. Both promise that no district will lose money, and to begin chipping away at inequity, both proposals would channel any additional dollars through a new evidence-based model, an idea Berrickman first proposed more than a year ago.
I have always said the evidence-based model embraces what can be thought of as the Stephen Covey model for school funding. You begin with the end in mind. You ask the question of, what does the educational environment look like that is going to result in positive outcomes for students that prepares them for the world-class economy that they're going to compete in? And then from there, we back in the data that suggests those types of outcomes.
Stephen Covey, you may recall, authored The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, in which begin with the end in mind was habit number 2. But Covey also famously said, quote, "The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing." So I asked Berrickman if equity is one of his goals.
Well, they go hand in hand here. When you look at the places that our state dollars go is when you see the inequities. One of the solutions that the evidence model brings is that it directly addresses that equity piece.
Okay, so what districts can you point to act as an example for what has been fixed?
Let me get my sheet. So we highlighted some of the things that we saw in East St. Louis and in school districts like Streeter. Streeter's a school district I'm very familiar with because I grew up around there. They have a low EAV or property wealth, and they have, unfortunately, an economy that's simply not growing. In fact, it continues to shrink. That's an example of a district that we need to be targeting. And in fact, if you look at Streeter through our model, Streeter becomes a significant beneficiary to this.
Streeter gets 1,200 some odd dollars per student increase in your formula.
It's a significant beneficiary.
I'm sorry, it's 1,255.
There you go. Good to fact check.
The other district that you referenced in your press release was East St. Louis.
Yeah.
Do you remember how they came out?
I don't know.
$258 per student. $1,000 less than Streeter.
But my legislation is designed to create rational decisions based on best practices and data rather than emotional and political rhetoric and suggestions.
Is concentration of poverty one of the pieces of data that you're considering?
It is. There are factors included in our data that would influence and increase the funding that might be available to them.
Okay. I mean, I'm wondering because East St. Louis, which is referenced in your press release, is 99% low income, and Streeter, the other one referenced in your press release, is 57% low income. That's a lot lower, wouldn't you say?
Right, but again, you know, Dusty, you are picking and choosing the data that you wish to highlight.
He referred me to the State Board of Education for additional data, but a source there said the senator's office has a complete data set and he would have to release it himself. Even less is known about Representative Davis's school funding proposal. He hasn't published any analysis showing how districts would fare under his plan. I'm Dusty Rhodes.